From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Saturday expressed confidence that Syrian peace talks will proceed next week.
With respect to the negotiations, yes, we reached an understanding of how to begin this first round of negotiations, and that is why the ISSG will meet shortly thereafter in order to address any concerns that may or may not come up out of the first meeting, in which we need to try to build some consensus.
Kerry made the comments in the capital of Saudi Arabia, where he plans to meet with members of Syria's opposition groups. The UN-mediated peace talks between Syria's government and opposition groups were initially scheduled to begin Monday. However, officials have hinted the talks may be delayed briefly, in part because of disagreements over who will take part. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Iran for an official state visit expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. Iran's IRNA news agency said after arriving late Friday in Tehran, President Xi said Beijing was looking forward to a new season in China-Iran relations. China was a top consumer of Iranian oil even during the 3 years of international sanctions that targeted Iran's nuclear program. Now that the sanctions are lifted and Iran is ramping up oil production, that relationship could grow further. IRNA said that during the visit, Iran and China will sign 17 agreements to further cooperation in economic, industrial, cultural, and judicial fields. This is VOA News. Burundi's president is remaining firm on his rejection of an African Union proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. During a meeting with a UN Security Council delegation Friday, President Pierre Nkurunziza said the African Union must respect Burundi as a member state and we must be consulted on the matter. The African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that killed more than 400 people since April. Observers fear the violence sparked by what is seen by many as an unconstitutional third term for Nkurunziza could result in another civil war between the country's ethnic Tutsis and Hutus just over a decade ago. Washington and much of the U.S. East Coast are being pounded by a relentless winter storm that could dump around 60 centimeters of snow on much of the region. As of early Saturday, much of the Washington area had already received around 25 centimeters of snow, with accumulation expected to continue well into Sunday. Muriel Bowser is Washington's mayor.
The winds are expected to be 30 miles an hour, up to 50 miles an hour through Saturday evening. And we believe that we are going to see wind pick up throughout the day. In fact, our forecasters call this event having thunder snow at parts of the storm.
Elsewhere, news reports said at least five people died in storm-related crashes in Tennessee, Kentucky, and North Carolina. Thousands of flights have also been canceled because of the massive storm raging on the East Coast. States of emergency have been declared in at least 10 states. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling for a continuous presence of U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State group. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Carter also said U.S. forces on the ground will rely on the expertise of local forces. The defense chief also issued a challenge to several countries to do more in defeating IS, adding that they are in the fight mainly on paper. Carter will be meeting with several defense ministers in 2 weeks. U.S. stock markets surged Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. It was the second consecutive day of gains on U.S. markets following a string of losses over concerns about a slowing global economy. The Nasdaq was up nearly 3%. The S&P 500 index ended up 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 1.3%. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.